All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Thursday night saw the Washington Nationals eliminated from the postseason, and it marked the fourth time since 2012 in which the Nats were eliminated in the National League divisional round. Now, you have to go back to the 1981 Major League Baseball playoffs to find the only time that the Washington Nationals / Montreal Expos franchise ever won a playoff series. And the heartbreaking thing, out of so many different heartbreaking things for the Nationals on this, each time that the Nats have lost in the last couple of years, they've had home field advantage in the series. Three of these series went to a deciding game five. And in each one of those series, Washington lost at home. And on Thursday night, rather, they lost a very sloppy game at home between themselves and the Chicago Cubs, as both teams are going out of their way to lose that contest. And unfortunately for the Nationals, they're the ones that came up short. And, you know, aside from the fact that Washington has lost all of these series at home, each time it has been set up for them to win. And you look at it, three different managers over this stretch: Davey Johnson, Matt Williams, and now Dusty Baker. And the bottom line is they can't get it done. And I don't know what it's going to take, because the talent is there. You look in the rotation, you see Steven Strasburg and you see Max Scherzer. It did not work out for them this series. You go back to game three. Scherzer was on a roll, gave up one hit late. Dusty Baker takes him out and the bullpen blows it. You come back with Scherzer out of the bullpen for game five, and he wasn't there, nor was the defense in the field behind him there either. I don't know what else you can do. You look at this lineup: Bryce Harper, Ryan Zimmerman, Daniel Murphy. None of these guys hit in this series for the Nats. Mike Rizzo, their general manager, has done a solid job as far as putting talent on the field to give the Nationals an opportunity to win. But the bottom line is the players have to go out there and execute. And I really do believe that through all of these years, it would just take one victory in a series to allow the Nationals to really get on a roll, because the bottom line is it's in their heads right now, and they can't get it out of they can't get it out of their heads. It's there. It's embedded, because everybody's telling them about it. Everybody's reminding them of it. So the thing is now, I don't know where you go, but it's put up or shut up time for the Nats, because I think that they're still going to have an opportunity to win the National League East in 2018. And of course, that's a opportunity for them to get back to the postseason. But it's now or never, because Bryce Harper is set to become a free agent after the 2018 season. And if you're Washington and if you can't get a long-term deal done before the start of spring training with Bryce Harper, and the fact that his agent is Scott Boras, you're not getting one done, because if Bryce Harper goes into his walk year without a deal, they're going to play it out. They're going to go to free agency, and there are going to be several teams around baseball, a la the New York Yankees, that are basically going to back up the Brinks truck for him. You look at a guy like Daniel Murphy. He's had a big impact on the Nationals, but he's only signed through next year, and the same can be said for catcher Matt Wieters. So the Nats are not going to be able to afford all of these guys. So 2018 is going to be a make or break year. And if the Nats break, you are definitely going to see a brand new core heading into 2019. But the bottom line is Washington has to sit back and just look at all of these wasted opportunities. That's it. And years from now, people are going to look back and say, wow, what could have been for this squad? But they simply could not get out of their way. I'm not surprised that the Nationals lost, because everything was set up for them to win. And we've seen it too often with this club. They simply can't answer the bell. I don't know where they go from this. I think they're back competing for an NL East title next year, but I simply don't know, because at some point, the competitor in you, I mean, you never want to give up. You always want to go out there and give it everything you have. But you just have to ask yourself, what are you doing wrong that you should be doing right? And if you go back and make those adjustments, but the results never change for you on the field, what do you do? So I think they're still going to be in contention for the NL East next year, but it's in their head right now. And I really don't see any reversal of fortune for the unfortunate issues that the Washington Nationals are dealing with. It's tough. It's frustrating on their part. But the only thing that they can try to do for 2018 is come back and simply try a little bit harder. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, you can check out the Cyclones in 2018, starting in the month of June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.